All right, good morning. 7:39 a.m. on Friday, June the 14th, 2019. It's kind of a iffy. It's pretty enough. There's a lot of blue sky around. There's a lot of clouds around. 60 degrees. The sun was behind the clouds when I came down and started. It's come out now, so it's got a little warmer. I got the metronome going this morning to keep me on track. I don't know what I'm going to talk about today. After the last couple of weeks, I sort of have this really low-key kind of perspective. I have a priority for the day, and that's to get the newsletter ready to go for tomorrow. I also need to get some more writing done today. I got some work done last night. I didn't get to it. At some point, my computer rebooted. I don't know exactly when. And then it closed Scrivener, which was just as well. Every day it's open, it charged me for the trial period. And there were a few days in there that I didn't even use it. It's just open.
Morning.
Good morning. Mr. Basketball t-shirt here this morning. So I went ahead and bought it. It's the second time I bought it. I probably should have tried to figure out if I could recover the key from the last time I bought it. But that was like 2009, maybe 2011. So yeah, I'm not sure. I bought it again anyway, it doesn't matter. Tax deduction for next year. And, for a long time I fought Scrivener, just because ADHD, and it drove me nuts. And now, yes. I understand a little better. I don't know if I'm going to use it for all the writing, but I like what it's doing with Cape Grace. I can see where that would have benefit going forward as well. $45. I can't do that. Beauty, beauty, beauty. There's no breeze down here. I'm down in the neighborhood, of course, and so there's very little breeze. It's sun's going back behind the clouds. So even though there's a lot of shade, there's no real direct sun here at the moment. That's good. So yeah, Cave Grace is coming along. The problem is what I want to talk about. It's what I'm thinking about, but I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to spoil it. I'm still struggling with reconciling what Sarah said about her father and about her marriage with what's going on in the story. I need to deal with that. And I keep thinking about Malachi Vagrant. I keep thinking about a lot of things. There's a lot of issues that I'd like to kind of explore a little bit. And maybe it's through Malachi's eyes. Maybe it's through his brother's eyes. And maybe Sergei isn't a brother. Maybe Sergei is the son. There's another vagrant. There's an Edgar vagrant. I think he's the father. I played EVE Online this morning. I woke up naturally this morning at like 5:15. as opposed to being awakened at like 4:45 by cats dancing on the doorway. And I went to bed early last night. I was in bed by, I think I was in bed at like 9:30. So I got a good night's sleep. I've been getting more sleep. And I think that's only helping things. I think that's just making things so much better. That and the meditation. I got back into the meditation practice. I did a walking meditation this morning. I'm also doing a sitting in silence for 10 minutes in the evening before bed. And while I've still got a long way to go, I've noticed that having a lot less trouble with brain running away with me. Yeah, I realize I'm walking when I'm not talking. Did I walk past the monk post without slapping it this morning? I think so. Ironically, probably while I was talking about being less distracted. Ice mining operation. I have a few accounts, and it means I can put more than one person in the game at a time. Which means I could put my own mining fleets together. But I've got a lot of characters that are just sort of scattered, hell and gone. All over the place. All across the map. And some of them have skills I could use. But they're so far away, I can't get to them in time to actually use them when I need them. Where I need them. So I think I'm going to try to consolidate a little bit. the last turn here. Head north along 42nd. Ooh, thistle in bloom. Looking beautiful and purple. It's almost June 15th. Well, I guess Father's Day is this weekend. What do I want for Father's Day? Well, I bought myself Scrivener. And it's not exactly a Father's Day present. That's much more like business expense. I got spices coming. I got some rubs. I got some curry. I got a box of different curries coming. And I'm sure, speaking of mood and all the things that I'm doing to help it, I'm sure that missing only one morning so far this month isn't hurting anything. Let me put it that way. I got on the treadmill again last night. I got 4 hours in, 4 miles in yesterday. I'm watching Good Omens. Watching David Tennant strut is. Amusing. He's like an R. Crumb comic come to life. Okay, here I am. I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.